Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I watched, there's a fish documentary.
Blackfish?
No, like how fish fuck and that. It's
okay.
Like a fish, one of the fishes, he has to look for a leaf that hangs down over the water. And then he finds the wife he wants, the fish wife. And he goes, there's a nice leaf up there for you to lay your eggs on. Mm. So she has to jump up and just like slide down it while laying her eggs.
Yeah.
And then he jumps up there a few times, just jizzes all over it.
That sounds way easier than dating apps.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's
right. It does.
It's like, I found a leaf. Yeah. That's all you need to do. You need to find a fucking leaf.
But then I suppose that's like being someone today. Well, like just like being a footballer, isn't it? You go, sick house down the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come back, check it out.
I'll come fucking jizz.
If you're smart enough to work out the door handle,
yeah.
You get jizzed on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can be my wife.
I guess, in a way, aren't we all
fish? You can use the doorknob. You're clearly smart enough to breed with. And, yeah.
That's all it is.
There we go. That's brilliant. What a life.
What a life that fish had.
The year is with Red and Bobby.
Penis. 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 Red touched my penis.
Welcome to the Year Is podcast. The podcast where every episode we go back to a year in history and look at the weirdest and strangest and most interesting things that happened in that year. We have a special guest today, star of screen and TV and podcast and stage, ex-banker.
No.
No?
That's Ishan.
Okay, you were involved in finance. It's not. I didn't get it wrong based on your...
No.
Isn't a racial thing.
I was a professional gambler.
No, you worked in stocks.
Yeah, I was gambling.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? So
I was just at home in my dressing gown.
Online poker?
Just throwing £3 at Google.
Really? Did you make money?
I did a little bit, but it was so stressful. I just wasn't very good at it.
Were you on it for like 21 hours a day or something?
No, I just did like the morning session, so like a few hours in the morning.
Okay. And you're also a Bitcoin millionaire, aren't you?
No, I'm not a Bitcoin millionaire.
Wait, is this the right guest?
Who are you? Because that's not even Ishan.
Yeah, I don't know who I fucking... Okay.
No, I do. I did. I dabbled in cryptocurrency during lockdown. When I was bored.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I made a documentary about it, which you may have heard of, right?
Yeah, it was on Radio 4.
That's right. It's called An Idiot's Guide to Cryptocurrency.
With Sunil Patel. I haven't even but said his name yet. That's our guest.
Oh, yeah, it's me, yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I still have a bit of crypto, but I don't know where it's going. I think it's going real bad at the moment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know a little bit about crypto. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're stepping in for Bobby today. He's gone to Canada to lay low while we'll wait for it all to cool down here.
What's he done?
There's only so many NDAs you can sign. And I think Bobby sometimes he acts before he thinks. And so he's having a little time out of the limelight to reflect and get some therapy.
There's extradition treaties between here and Canada, though. Yeah. Some trouble.
So that's why we say Canada.
Oh, I see. Quite
realistically, yeah. He's on the island of Kish off Iran. But yeah, all the best of luck to Bobby. Hope to have
best
you back
luck,
on
Bobby.
The pod soon.
All the best.
And I hope you manage to cover up all the things that you've done. Anyway, Sunil, I met up with you the other day, and this is why I thought you were Bitcoin millionaire. You said you were going to buy a Rolex.
Why did you tell me? No, I was talking
Rolex
about...
Rolex
like,
in Camberwell.
No, I was watching some videos of like... Just my YouTube algorithm turned suddenly into like, I saw a video of some guy going like how hard it is to buy them.
Yeah.
Because they're worth so much more after you buy them at retail price.
Why is that then? Because it's...
Because they're hard, like they really select who they sell to. So if you go in and try and buy one, they sort of like do a mini interview on you.
Yeah.
And see if you're worthy, if you're not going to flip it for an immediate profit. So if you convince them that you're... good guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you can
yeah.
buy it and then immediately sell it for more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
like,
it's another stupid scam.
If you see a prick with one, you go, well, that's sixth hand, isn't it?
Yeah, so but then they would have paid a lot more for
it. Of course.
Yeah.
And so have you ever done the interview?
Yeah, I did it.
What did they say?
They were like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah. And what did you say?
Just podcasting.
Smashing the podcast, bro.
I actually don't want this going out in case my authorised dealer sees me do this. If that's okay.
We can just cover your face.
Yeah.
And change
Jerry Adams me. Yeah.
We tried to get sponsored by Rolex.
Did you?
Yeah, and they said no.
So you wanted them to sponsor Roger Federer and this?
Well, they just said, I think it was more of our listeners, they thought, weren't they? I think it was our problem. Yeah. I think it was more of a listener issue.
Yeah.
Not the amount of listeners, just the quality of our listeners.
There's something about podcast listeners that they just love being shit on by.
No, they don't. I don't mean that. Every one of our listeners could qualify for a Rolex.
No, we call our listeners incels and they love it.
Yeah.
These guys are incels as well, surely.
No, they're all players.
They're fucking, are they?
I found out that 80% of our podcasts are listened to on jet skis. So that's pretty cool.
Who's collecting those stats? Audio Boom.
Jody.
Jody's going out there.
You can tell which vehicle. It's just Jody with a snorkel. We're absolute winners club, this one.
What percentage of your podcast listeners are male and female, and what are they? Do you know?
It's gotten better.
What do you mean by better?
I mean, it's more mixed now.
It's not just incels.
No. It was like 96.
96% dudes.
And then I think it's now like 84, you know.
It's now 84% dudes on jet skis.
Yeah. But the women listen. And
14% women.
They listen in the White House, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the sort of caliber we're
Yellen. It's Treasury all like Secretary Yellen listening
AOC,
to
yeah. Michelle Obama.
She's not in the White House.
But she goes and visits sometimes.
I guess so. She's allowed to.
I'm sure she's still allowed there.
I think you are. If you've been in there before, you're allowed just to go back and just have a look around.
Trump,
it's like when
you
sell your house.
Well,
go back and get
turns out in the White House, you're allowed to do a lot of things we didn't know you could do.
Yeah.
Rack up lines of coke and snort them.
What have you guys been reading?
Well, yeah, Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden.
Oh, was he doing it there?
Yeah, the White House.
See, I never keep up with all the American Biden stuff.
No.
It's so crazy to me. I'm like, I don't know what's
true. You don't
true
know what's real or not anymore because everyone's so angry and then the internet's there.
Is this a conspiracy theory or not?
Yeah. There's no much fact checking.
Well, I was watching the video of like the woman on the plane saying like there's a man back there and he's not real. Have you seen that?
No.
I couldn't watch it. I find that stuff too weird.
It was so weird. She was just sitting next to a guy and she was like, she was running up and down the plane going, please, he's not real. He's like a reptile or something.
Okay.
And this guy was just like,
just trying to sit there and get on the flight.
No, he was like, he had a really long tongue and stuff. He was just like, I think he did a TikTok video afterwards.
Oh,
going
so it's
like,
fake.
He's a Freemason.
I mean, I don't think he
no,
had
sorry,
a long
it's real.
Tongue.
He's a Freemason, so he's got like Freemasonry tattoos all over him.
But is this a mad woman's imagination or is this a real video?
I think it's two people that fucking should never have met. And it was just crazy. It's a crazy video. I watched it for like five.
Or they're fucking with you as well. Maybe she's.
See, this
it.
Is it. Is it? Yeah. What is it? Who's made this? Why is it?
What's going on?
What am I supposed to think here? Am I scared? I don't know.
Yeah. No, there's quite a lot.
It's horrible.
It's the same with the war. You can't really work out, like, Russia say this, Ukraine
what's going
say
on?
That. Who the fuck knows?
We just have to always back the winners.
Yeah. And we don't really know yet, so I've been quite neutral with the old Russia-Ukraine war.
No, we know Ukraine's winning.
No, they are at the moment. But that's why you don't get quite involved until...
You're just anti-war.
I'm anti, yeah.
Until...
No, I actually really... I despise Putin. I want Zelensky to win because he's a fellow comedian and I like the look of him.
I feel sorry for Putin.
No, I think his show speaks volumes the way he fled the minute that the guy marched on him.
Yeah.
And Zelensky's been there the whole time.
That hot dog guy is like about a million times harder than Putin.
Yeah.
Putin's just like all show, isn't
he? And he only had 20,000 men.
Yeah.
That's a Mickey Flanagan
and
gig.
An iPhone. Yeah.
You could literally go to a Mickey Flanagan and go, guys, you want to come to Russia?
Let's march.
Let's Putin.
Fucking go. Yeah.
Mad.
I saw a pretty interesting conspiracy theory that some guy was saying actually Putin died ages ago and all the people you're seeing are just...
He's Paul McCartney.
Yeah. His doubles. And that's why Putin hasn't killed... I can't remember his name now.
Prokhorov, Wagner Group guy.
Yeah, and or got rid of the defense, like military defense guys. Ordinarily, he would have just got rid of everyone, but everyone's just stayed in position.
Well, his clones are nicer guys.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what that's he was told in that deal, and how he was told. He was just like, no. Look, if you don't stop what you're doing, we're all going to be fucked.
You don't believe that though, do you, really?
Because the thing is, one of his closest advisors was a theatre guy, and he's
really good at makeup.
And what he does with latex is mind blowing, man. So he was all about like the story you tell the public should destabilize what they think and what they think is real and isn't. And that's how they controlled the flow of news in Russia for ages, through the use of like, not theatrical techniques, but using
puppetry. Have you guys done a skunk bong hit before this episode?
I don't know what I read, whether it's right or wrong.
No, I know.
But that means Putin's now confused himself because he just doesn't know what's true and false anymore. He thought that, you know, that big apartment block that got bombed in Chechnya that he went down to years ago?
Yeah.
He didn't know if that was real or not.
Okay.
He thought that was could have been an internal operation that he had no idea about.
Well, everyone's fucking with each other.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No one knows what.
And now
the truth
he's
is.
Done that to us around the world. We're all just fucking with each other and we don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Mm. You know, there's one thing I do know that's true on the internet. I went viral last week.
You did, yeah. That was awesome.
Nearly 800,000 hits on Instagram.
Oh, for the floor coke?
Floor coke, yeah.
Yeah. I was telling you, you've got to do more of that floor coke stuff.
I'm going to announce my floor coke tour next year. The comments weren't...
Hit us up with the comments, man.
Fat Jack Black. Isn't Jack Black fat anyway? Fat Pablo Escobar. Wasn't he fat as well? Matt Berry's let himself go. Matt Berry's 20 years older than me. What is it? And there's like 100. They go, Jack Black from Wish.
Yeah.
Pablo Escobar from Wish.
Fucking,
what
honestly,
the fuck are you? People, it's the same joke over and over again.
The Wish thing is a big like thing that people.
Yeah, and it's so like, hack.
As soon as they've seen you've gone viral, they're like, oh, I've got an audience for my stupid little joke.
Stupid
now.
Joke. What's wrong with a laughing face emoji and buying a ticket to the Floor Coke tour, which I will announce soon?
What are you going to do for the Floor Coke tour?
Not that. I'm just going to do some of the old shit stand-up. That
Not what they thought they were going to get.
No,
it's just something
not
else.
Yeah. No, I can't do that forever.
What, floor coke?
Yeah.
But this could be like Dapper Laughs. This is how he started, isn't it? Just one or two things that went viral, and then he was like, that's me now.
Well, just repeat the same joke.
Go on.
I can't do the same joke over and over again.
You know, just a guy that finds floor coke.
Yeah, that's boring.
You could do a real smash and grab on that, make a couple of million, then live out the rest of your life.
Yeah, and have the Floor Coke Tower mansion.
Yeah, not mansion, but small house. Yeah. Nice. But, you know, money in the bank, liquid.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
No, I do like the kind of demented, distorted, inspirational
Floor Coke. I'm up for that. I love that. To be Floor Coke every time.
No, you've got to end every sketch about Floor Coke. It's got to be about Floor Coke.
I'm in a Floor Coke prison of my making.
No, I love the phrase, stay toxic.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, the audience are privy to my... plan for domination.
There's a great... Do you know a DJ called FaZe Miyake?
No. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
He occasionally turns up on Twitter, deactivates most of the time.
Oh, yeah, you've...
It's just wild for like 3 months. He's like just backwards. Like he keeps talking about being backwards only.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, society's gone too far. You've got to go backwards only. Just like stop vaping, start smoking again. You're
absolutely
disgusting.
That's so
funny. It's so funny to me. It's so funny to a particular type of
person. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, obviously, that's so. Yeah.
No, that's good. Why does he do little spurts and then he gets embarrassed and stops?
No, I think because he says like being on social media is childish.
Yeah, it is. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
No one should have to see. People like upload two videos a week. I can't be fucked. I can be bothered, but I don't think that it's good enough. You know what I mean? Like,
you should only do it if you're having fun doing it. That's
and I do. Really. I enjoy doing the floor. But I've recently been on holiday, so I just thought I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
And once you know when you do something, you go, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah. You should do more like.
Don't worry, I'll do it again.
You did a lot of shots of yourself on holiday, like in the past, like tops off in the pool.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Like, me in the off sea. Your life. I remember you texted me on holiday. You were on holiday and you were texting me going like, you've got a shit life, bruv.
Yeah, I did text you that.
I was just about to walk onto stage.
And said your life's so shit, bruv.
That's good.
I know.
And out of nowhere. I was just about to walk on stage.
He hadn't even said how
are you? He was like, your life is shit.
I'm sorry, Sunil.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, well, okay, well, who's ready?
Ready for history?
Ready for history. Obviously, we told the audience a few weeks ago, the time machine is broken. We lent it to something called Ocean Gate. And they didn't return it. Second time doing that joke, but who cares? People like repetition.
I saw they've closed down now, which I was disappointed about, because surely now is like the safest time to go down that thing.
They only had one, didn't they? They were just going to use the same one over and over again.
Yeah.
And they fucked it. They shut the website down the day it went missing.
And to be honest, I was on a Ryanair the other day and go, fuck me, you wouldn't mind if this imploded in a minute. Anyway, it's weird you said that, because we're going back to 1998. I was going to say this later, but now you brought that in.
98. I remember it like yesterday.
Yeah, well, I was 9, so it was when I was starting to form memories.
I was 41.
Really?
Yeah.
So I first got engaged in 98. Nine years old. Now, how old were you?
17.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So that was young, senile in Bath?
Yeah, prime of my
life.
Were
you on the cigarettes yet?
No, I only started smoking when I was 21.
Okay. On the beers?
Oh, just a bit.
Just a bit. With the cans.
Moscow Mules.
Moscow Mules?
Yeah.
What, in Bath, just hanging out on the dock, by the river?
Docks.
Not the docks, by the river, nailing the cans.
Outside, in the park opposite the Royal Crescent.
Your mum's like, Sunil, get home now, it's dinner time.
No mobile phones, baby.
Fuck.
Yeah, they'd just come out. They'd just become affordable and none of us had one. We had pagers.
Pagers, and you'd be like, meet me down here.
Yeah, yeah. Call me now.
Oh, yeah, and then you'd ring off the house.
Go to a payphone, yeah, yeah. But I didn't get a mobile phone for a few years until after that. But yeah, I was 17 in Bath.
Nice.
Just out there on the streets, you know?
You're living the dream.
Some people can't take it. I can.
You can. It's a nice place. It's
beautiful, yeah.
Done a few gigs there. The Rondo Theatre.
Near my mother's house, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Every house there looks nice. You know, it's all.
Yeah, it's all Bath stone. You've got
even
to build
the kebab house is like Bath stone.
The kebab house planning permission's like, you got to build this out of Bath stone, man.
They've kept it up. I liked it. I said to the audience, said not one of you have fucked up the deal. You know how you like? I was in Spain, and it's just every house on this hill was from a different era.
There was no,
can we be slightly cohesive?
Yeah, it's like Ireland. It's like, you just want to build in that field. Build any old plastic thing you want, man.
The same as, they're actually totally different. And this is actually a negative when they do it the same as Edinburgh. All grey.
Yeah, but that's sort of Bath stony as well, isn't it? It's Georgian.
There's more colour to Bath than there is to Edinburgh.
Yeah. The sun hits it a bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
The clouds rain down on Edinburgh.
I love Edinburgh. I love the darkness.
I don't. Not
You're a little sun baby.
I love the sun. I wish the fringe was in Abu Dhabi.
You love the sun. You keep saying you love the sun. I always think of you as a sun lover.
Mm.
And then I see you outside and you're like, God, it's fucking hot.
Yeah, but I like that. I enjoy
like the discomfort.
Like a lizard on a rock.
They're not going, oh, fucking
hell. No,
but
you've seen their eyes. They're like,
ugh. They're cold-blooded. They can't tell.
Maybe. No, well, I know what you mean. But I enjoy what the sun does. Everyone goes out.
Yeah. But you don't have a coat in the winter. I see you in the winter, you don't even put a fucking coat on.
No. I'm just waiting for summer.
Do you have a coat?
Yeah, I've got a coat.
How many coats you got?
One. That's all I need.
It's not even rainproof.
All I need, yeah.
It's not even waterproof.
No, I got that big puffer.
Yeah, it's not waterproof, is it?
No, it's not. I never
have a sopping hood. Wet, dripping in feathers.
Soaking and ill. Did you watch... Titanic came out in 97.
Yeah.
But in 98, it became the first film to gross $1 billion.
Yeah.
The Titanic. Having an impact then.
Are we meant to now discuss that?
Having an impact now.
Yeah.
I found an article.
Oh, I see.
From OceanGate, CEO. And I know we discussed this in the episode before last. I missed last episode. Sure, it was great. Sure, it was.
Who was
great.
The last episode, JD? Bobby and
Luke Chilton.
Oh, okay. Chilton.
Right. Wow. I'm sure it was a lot of fun. Was it fun, JD?
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun with Luke. Yeah.
There you go.
We'll talk after.
Is that a burn on me or him?
No.
I realised as it came out. No. It was picking up the pod.
I've never met Luke, but I used to work with someone called Luke Chilton, and I kept thinking it was the same guy. Mixed it.
Could be the same guy.
That was boring.
Yeah. Did the guy you know stand in for me when he did pods? When I went on holiday?
No.
Okay. Yeah. It's not the same guy, then.
Not the same guy.
Stockton Rush, the CEO of Ocean Gate Expeditions, whose submarine imploded during a trip to see the wreckage of the Titanic, once described the glue holding the vessel together as similar to peanut butter.
What?
Yeah. So just what keeps coming out about this more and more is like the Xbox controller, the peanut butter glue,
Well, the fiberglass shell that can only be used once. Yeah.
And you're sort of going, why was he in it with them? You know, if you know all this.
But he had that irrational confidence of like.
Yeah. They said in emails that he was, what's the exact quote? Let me look. Well, he said, if we mess it up, there's not a lot of room for recovery. Like to hear that, don't you? In the over the tannoy.
There's no escaping. There's no way out.
No escaping.
And they don't even, they can't even communicate with it, which is so dumb.
Yeah. Someone said, so what guy called Mr. Lockridge got fired, I think, because he was...
Mr. Lockridge?
Yeah, Mr. Lockridge.
What's his first name?
Don't know. David Lockridge. he got fired for raising concerns over the sub safety and was promptly fired. He said in an email that Mr. Rush would get himself and others killed in a quest to satiate his ego. This was just all seems mental. But again, the fault of that stupid movie, The Titanic.
Well, James Cameron's already been down there as well.
And deeper.
He's been way deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
James Cameron's already done it, so I don't know why
they... Why didn't they just use the same one James Cameron did?
Because it's too expensive. Mm. And they want to. And you can only use them once, I think.
It was one man.
But the guy's a billionaire. You can't scrimp on costs when
you're trying to make a business, though, isn't he?
What?
He's trying to turn it into a business. Charge people $200,000 a pop.
Yeah, yeah. But you think the billionaire would have gone, what did James Cameron use? I want to use that.
Yeah, but he was like, he thought he was like Elon Musk. He was like, I want to use reusable subs and stuff.
Mm.
He's like, apparently, he was charging people, what, $200,000 to go down?
But I'm talking about the guy who paid the $200,000.
Oh, right.
When he would have been like, I want the James Cameron one.
Yeah, yeah.
I want the James Cameron one.
Because the guys who paid that, like, the kid didn't want to go, did he?
No.
He was like, I'm not going.
It's his Father's Day.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be... Why are you laughing? He wanted
to be... I told you that, and you had exactly the same reaction as Sunil just said.
Oh, God.
Yeah, when I said that.
Wanted to be the youngest man to play Jenga by the Titanic. I don't think anyone's played Jenga by the Titanic. But wanted to be the first, not the youngest.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be weird if...
Well, people on the boat probably played Jenga.
Was it around in 1912?
Jenga, yeah, wooden blocks were about, man.
Yeah. Didn't see it in the movie.
Yeah, but I think, you know, they didn't have
tellies, did they?
Didn't
say Jenga me like one of your French girls.
They didn't have TVs, though.
So. No. Anyway, shit movie still ruining people's lives to this day.
I watched it when it came out of the cinema, and I... Fucking so boring.
It's
so
crap.
Boring. It's bullshit.
It's boring.
I don't know how James Cameron does it. Fair play to you, James Cameron, but I've always just watched your films because everyone else says...
Well, they're massive spectacles, but they're not... You go, without 200 million behind him, every one of his films is shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Let's take the Titanic script and give it to an Amtram theatre group in Surrey and see what they make of it.
We should do an Edinburgh run where we just do the Titanic script.
Yeah, with terrible acting.
Just us two.
Yeah, with an inflatable boat that crashes into an ice block. Yeah. We just have a bag of ice. We pour it onto the stage every night. And I'll do the most offensive Irish accent ever. Oh, we're sinking, oh no.
Yeah, all right, that'd be fun.
That'd be good. The only person I liked in that movie was Billy Zane.
What did he play?
He played the guy who tries to kill them both. He's the horrible fiancé.
That man always plays someone killing people on boats.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that other film that he tried to kill? Dead Calm.
Do you remember Kelly Brook when he tried to kill her on the desert island as well?
Fucking that guy shouldn't
boat
be.
Boat crashes.
Keep him on land.
Keep him on land.
Don't let him on a boat, man.
Billy Zane. It's a great name.
Great look to him. He looks like kind of evil, but also very handsome.
Handsome evil guy. That's why he gets all the roles.
Like us.
He stole Kelly Brook off Jason Statham, apparently.
What?
Yeah, when they filmed that Tropical Island film. Kelly Brook, my favourite actress.
Jason Statham, my favourite actor. Why is that funny?
He's not, is he?
Yeah. Mm? I think he's extraordinary.
Well, he's on the pod next week, so I'll tell him
is
that.
He currently filming The Meg 2?
How's he still doing?
He's great.
Is he a better actor than Danny Dyer? I don't think so.
Yeah, but it's a different vibe.
Yeah, it is.
He's also...
he's like English breakfast wife? Arnie sort of thing. Fry up Arnie.
He's into Art Deco furniture and...
His wife is the model.
Yeah, Rosie...
Huntington Whiteley.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. I don't know if they're married yet. He's keeping that money. But she's loaded as well.
Yeah,
she's
the most well-paid
model in the world or something.
Maybe you just don't have to get married, you know?
Yeah, but he wants that Transformer cash all to himself.
You're married, aren't you?
Yep, but I don't have that Transformer cash.
No prenups?
No, but I'm sort of... I don't think I'm going to get the Transformer cash, so...
We've got a Patreon trial right now where you can do a trial sign up for 7 days. So if you're fucking loving this podcast and you want more of it,
yeah,
sign up right now for 7 days. See what it's like to be a Patreon. If you hate it, you can cancel. If you forget to delete your card details, we can get your money. Try it out.
Just try it out. My favorite time in my life was in Glastonbury. I think it was 2017. And my favorite artist, Jeremy Corbyn, yeah, performed.
What did he do?
He just got up and said, "No more walls in the walled."
You can't just say that. You can't just be like, "No more war."
No walls, I think.
Well, a wall.
Because I think Trump was in the period of... It's funny when English people protest American problems, where they have nothing to fucking do with us.
Yeah, I know.
We have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh my God." And you go, "What?" Yeah. When Trump got in, there was marches here. And you're like,
"We wouldn't, we shouldn't know any of this."
Yeah. This is nothing to do with us.
I think we should go back to like maybe 300 years ago when I didn't know anything outside of my village.
Yeah.
I was just a fucking idiot in my village.
Well, that's pretty much what Farage wants, isn't it? No, I know what you mean. We know too much. We share too much info.
Yeah.
I just always on the internet and suddenly someone fucking getting eaten by a shark or there's a car bomb and you're like, why am I seeing this?
I watch other stuff. I watch good stuff now.
Yeah, what do you watch?
I watched, there's a fish documentary.
Blackfish?
No, like how fish fuck and that.
Okay.
It's like a fish, one of the fishes, he's got, he has to look for a leaf that hangs down over the water. And then he finds the wife he wants, the fish wife. And he goes, "There's a nice leaf up there for you to lay your eggs on." Mm. So she has to jump up and just like slide down it while laying her eggs.
Yeah.
And then he jumps up there a few times, just jizzes all over it.
That sounds way easier than dating apps.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's right.
It does.
It's like, I found a leaf. Yeah. That's all you need to do. You need to find a fucking leaf.
But then I suppose that's like being someone today. Well, like just like being a footballer, isn't it? You go,
sick
house down the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come back, check it out.
I'll come fucking jizz.
If you're smart enough to work out the door handle,
yeah.
You get jizzed on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can be my wife.
I guess, in a way, aren't we all
fish?
You
can use the doorknob. You're clearly smart enough to breed with. And, yeah.
That's all it is.
There we go. That's brilliant. What a life.
What a life that fish had.
January 1st, 1998.
Yes.
California bans cigarettes in all card rooms, clubs and bars.
Damn.
That was like 8 years before us. I think we were in 2006.
I was smoking on the eve of the cigarette ban in this country.
When everyone's like, five,
fucking
four,
let's go. Yeah,
I used to smoke. When I first went to nightclubs, you could still smoke.
Yeah.
So I must have been underage, actually. 17, up in the club.
Yeah. It's...
Oh, I know. My brother's provisional. He's 2 years older than me, so I used to use that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's how I got in. And I was in Claire's in Torquay, fag in one hand.
Shout out Claire's in Torquay.
It's gone now, and so it should be.
It's gone now. Shout out whoever owned it.
And the scene of many a horrendous incident.
Mm.
Cigarette in one hand, vodka Red Bull in the other. Standing awkwardly while everyone danced to Soulja Boy or whatever horrible song was big at the time.
You don't dance at the club. You sit by the side with bottle service.
Yeah, that's what I should be. Now I'm viral. I can do that. But the problem is, I've blown up too late.
Yeah.
I've become a megastar when it's now sad for me to be in the club.
You should have lived that Harry Styles lifestyle.
I should have, but that's I can't do that now because there's a word for people who try and live the Harry Styles lifestyle.
Pedophiles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it pedophiles?
No, because how old is he? He's 26 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can I still go to the club?
You can still go to the club for sure.
This is the saddest thing in Spain.
What?
I was like, I'm blowing up in England, right? And then we saw some, I was like, why am I in Spain while I'm fucking blowing up in England? Mega fame. And we walked past some English people and I started going, ooh, and just sort of looking at them, doing the floor coke face. And Rose is like, what are you doing? I was like, I thought they might recognize me from the from this 800,000 hit video. Well, it's breaching 800,000, probably by tomorrow. And they didn't have a fucking clue. I don't think anyone does have a clue. This text everyone goes viral, they say, so it doesn't matter.
But that 800,000 is spread across the world. That's a tiny portion.
Yeah.
There's people in like South America.
Laughing at that.
Wondering what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. No one actually goes, this is good. And that's why they write, oh, Jack Black.
How many likes?
Like 33,000.
That's fucking 33,000 people, man.
Mm. That's, I could invade Russia with those people.
Fuck yeah. Fuck, just message them all individually.
If Russia wins this, we're going to have to delete loads of our pods because we've said some...
Well, they're not going to come here, are they?
They're not going to listen to this either.
They will. AI will, and it will tell them. It will come with
that's the problem, isn't it? You can't, like, just do anything. It's so...
You just can't do anything these days.
Well, I've spoken on this.
Someone just tried to take over Russia with a few lads.
What if Strictly want me to come on the show now? I'm a fucking star. And then they find out me and Bobby have made, like, fucking horrible jokes about Jodie being a child killer for 8 hours.
Why do you want to be on Strictly?
I don't fuck. I just want some respect. So No, I'm kidding.
That's what it's all about.
I couldn't go on Strictly.
You can dance, though.
Mm?
You can dance.
You know what I heard?
Mm.
Is that they pay you a set amount, and if you go past 4 weeks, they pay you more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you know when people get kicked off, and they go, oh, and they cry and go, it's such a shame, I was enjoying it. So
they just lost their house.
No, they just lost fucking 50 plus
grand. Yeah.
They're like, that was...
I guess the people on there aren't like immensely wealthy already. They're
no,
just,
not
like,
at all. And so
it's
they
a
look,
normal salary. Most
they
of them, yeah.
they look and go, they look and like, oh, I'm fucking gutted to be off the show.
See, the thing is, like, all that stuff, like any big lump sum, you shouldn't look on as income. It should just be like, oh fuck, that's great.
It's
if
so
you start banking on
to,
it,
though.
It's crazy.
It's
yeah.
so hard not to.
You just get mad doing that, don't you? I've definitely done it in the past.
I do. Like, every time I've been penciled for an advert, and they go, you could have 20 grand.
Yeah.
Or you could be going to Gloucester for £70. no problem. Actually, big problem with Gloucester.
You know, I've never been to Gloucester.
You're not?
No.
Don't go.
Well, the gigs aren't good. Is that what you're saying? They're your people. The West Country are your people.
This isn't the West Country.
Do you not care? What's Gloucester, I suppose?
I don't know. It's its own thing.
West Midlands.
I know. I just assumed Gloucester was like this really fucking posh. Like
it is quite posh, isn't it?
No,
well, it's got the rugby.
I was there. I did a gig and everyone was fucking shirtless and absolutely fucked beforehand.
Shirtless?
Yeah.
What time?
Like 6 PM, like evening, walking through shirtless, like.
Well, that's any market town, right?
Yeah, absolutely hammered. And then I'm leaving and there's just like this drum and bass playing in this pub and everyone's just outside. Like
drum and bass is such a provincial music.
Yeah, well, it was so massive in Devon when I was growing up.
I loved it when I was growing up.
I pretended to like it. My mates all liked it. But, you know, it was like you'd go to a field and everyone would take MDMA and there would just be a sound system and a fucking, like, three dogs there for some reason. And then there would always be a weird child running around. And
drum and bass is
you'd
a...
You'd be hammered.
A,
you'd be like, is this kid meant to be here? Why is there a kid? And
that makes sense.
The mum would be like, it's fine. He loves it. It's like, it's 4 AM. Put him to bed.
Yeah. It's hippies who've
literally,
had a bit too much of it.
Way too much. He's going to be in a fucking psych ward in 10 years. He's not fine.
Drum and drum. Love a bit of drum and drum.
Not good.
I might listen to some in the car on the way home.
I just don't like any electronic dance music. I just actually fucking hate it. You know, like the idea of Ibiza, that noise, or is hell to me. They did it in Thailand in a few places, and you go, you don't have to do this.
They love it there.
There's a restaurant near me that I love, and they play this horrible dance music.
In the restaurant?
In the restaurant.
Which restaurant? Name it.
Momo Sushi, Campbell.
They play, that's a lovely restaurant.
It's amazing, but they play it, and I want to, I don't have the heart, well, actually the truth is, I'm the balls to say to them, can you fucking turn this music off?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is go on TripAdvisor and go, I love this restaurant, but the music is shit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get 4 other people to do the same thing.
You're going
to
be one of those guys.
Yeah, still 5-star it, but go get rid of the music because I'll stop coming.
Well, they're not going to read it then, are they? It's got the 5 stars, who cares?
But if I say I'll stop coming.
They don't care about you.
No, they don't. They actually don't. You're right.
This is the problem is that, like, nobody does that. Nobody says something to people's faces because they can just get Deliveroo now, or they can just do it behind their back.
It's so bad.
Just like, yeah.
What you can do is throw some balls and say, can you please, I love it in here, but can you please?
But you can get it delivered as well.
Yeah, there's something about sushi where you go, it's such a, like, high-end thing.
Yeah, you want to eat it just
you feel a bit of a, like, who am I, fucking Caligula?
Drop
it to my house.
Those lads cycling around in 27-degree
fuck
heat
me.
Today.
I felt
with
bad.
Coats on. They put their coats on.
The lift in my block of flats is broken. I got back late on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Stansted. The plane the from worst Spain
airport.
To Stansted at any time of day. Can I just say it's not our best
always,
on those flights.
Always pay more not to fly into Stansted.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible. And it's like you go around that thing that goes on for ages, winds around until you get to the... Not a fan of that.
Would you get a duty free?
I didn't get anything. I never do. What am I going to get? Like warm vodka and down it on the plane.
Well, 12 packets of Golden Virginia.
Yeah, I could have done that. But then I was like, I'm going to quit smoking, but I fucking started again. Well, I haven't actually. I haven't had one for 2 days. Watch this space. Maybe by next week I'll be back on it.
He'll be on them.
Oh, thank you. But what was I saying about Stansted? And then, I ordered a pizza and our lift's broken. And then the guy rang on the doorbell, forgot about the lift, and I was just like, oh, yeah. And then I sat down, I'm like, oh, fuck, the lift's broken. I opened the door, it's just this poor guy, like,
yeah,
absolutely killed himself.
Could have done
pizza.
Two more jobs while he was waiting.
Well, you know, he's got a bag full of other food, and I used to do the on-foot delivery job, I know
did,
how horrible.
Fun. Yeah.
And I was like, hey, so sorry about that. He's like, don't worry, and hand me the pizza. And I was like, in your head, you're calling me a fucking cunt, and
But he sees that all the time. People are so bad with delivery drivers.
Yeah.
You're the least, yeah.
Yeah, people just get it.
At least you've done the job and you know how shit
funny, though, when you go, oh, my delivery's cold, it's like, yeah, you asked a man on a bike to visit a restaurant 20 minutes away and bring you a fucking soup.
I mean,
what do you expect?
Yeah, if I was one of those dudes, I'd be full of contempt for any customer of that service.
No, of course.
Including me. I'd be like, you fuck it. Especially if you get it from like, oh, it's 0.3 miles away.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
Who was that guy? I got Liam Bagnall, a guy I know. He did a tweet that went viral and it was a screenshot of him messaging a Deliveroo driver saying, where's my food? It says it's delivered and you haven't done anything. He goes, currently eating it, really tasty. And the guy, Liam, was like, what the fuck? He goes, tell my boss, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He was like, I was hungry as hell. And you go, fair enough. Like, if you're going to go out like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Completely. Oh, bit of romance that year.
So what did we just discuss?
Cigarettes being banned.
Barely discussed it.
Barely discussed it. What, do you have any input? What do you want? Do you want them to be banned?
I think it's a good thing.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah. But the only thing is that, like, they're not banned in, like, certain places in Europe. Like, Spain doesn't ban it, does it?
No, you can't smoke inside in Spain.
Okay.
I'm sure there are places you can.
But in places like that, they don't fucking chain it with loads of beers like we do.
No.
They have, a couple of cigarettes.
And a coffee.
They know how to...
do everything
pace
better.
Out
yeah,
the enjoyment.
Yeah, yeah,
whereas
yeah.
we're just like, let's...
get
fucking
cans.
Go.
Yeah, get cans. There was this family on the on the plane who were like, just moving the whole time, being like, can we get another beer? And he's like, we'll bring the trolley down in a minute. He's like, let me just grab a beer. And then this girl like came and was like, Dad, give us your card. And he's like, no, you get your own beer. And she's like, I don't have to get my own fucking beer, Dad. And you're like, if you're old enough to be arguing with your dad about getting a beer,
how old was she?
She was like 25.
Get your fucking own
But they
beer.
Were having this drama because of... obviously, they couldn't sit. They didn't sit together,
right?
Because it's an extra tenner, so they don't choose their seats. And it's like, why don't you just save that beer money, buy some warm vodka in the fucking duty free, and neck that between you, you
fuck
scummy
you
pieces.
Know.
But they were just moving around the whole flight, and the Ryanair chairs—they're like specially designed to be more awful than
like that. Yeah.
And when, every time you try and like put your leg out, of course, I was in the aisle every fucking time. And you just go, like, every time they come past with the trolley, it just bangs you in the knee.
Grumpy old man complaining.
Grumpy old man complaining.
Complaining about the state of the world.
But
the music's loud.
You used to be able to
kids
smoke.
Are out of control,
kids
man.
Kids are out of control.
Buy your own fucking beers, kids.
Yeah, you can't smoke anymore.
Can't fucking smoke anymore.
Well, I went to a pub in Cyprus and smoked.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago. And I thought, oh, this would be...
best.
But it was shit. It was gross. You really noticed it.
Well, what's your favourite place to smoke?
I think just outside. It's nice to light a cigarette.
But I think like on holiday, like I don't want to smoke at bars or something. The cigarettes I enjoy the most are like, I was in France last year in like this little town.
Mm.
Beautiful cafe in the sun, terrace, not many people about. Lovely view.
Coffee.
Coffee. That's the best place
to
smoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you just look out and go,
Yeah,
it's nice. Looking out at the stars sometimes and having a cigarette.
Yeah, the cigarette sort of elevates it. Whereas like if you're having a few drinks as well, you're like, I've just got to have one because I just feel like I have to.
You just chain smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
No, problem is they're so fucking addictive. If you had the restraint to smoke one a week, it would be the best.
Yeah.
Like every Sunday you just have your...
your one cigarette, but then you spend the whole week looking forward to it, so you're still addicted.
And of course you smoke again. You go, have one on Tuesday.
And then you just punch yourself.
Of course. Hit yourself in the face. But yeah, smoking in Cyprus, it did feel like, oh, this is not This is gross, actually.
Yeah.
And you do realise it when you light one inside, if it's raining out, and you go, fucking hell, this is... Especially a straight. Like, roll-ups are kind of fine. You could smoke one up a chimney or something.
Yeah.
But a straight, well, they marinate the whole room.
I get straights when I'm in Paris or something.
Yeah.
Because roll-ups...
Oh, it's so cheap.
Yeah, they're so cheap, and it's like, this feels like the right place to have a straight. Yeah.
They're €5 or something.
€5. And, you know, I'm in Paris a lot.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you're looking at Rolex all the time.
I'm broke.
Flying back and forth from Rolex.
Cartier.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we've covered smoking in California.
I don't really know what happens normally on this podcast. But...
It's usually worse than this, so we're doing quite
yeah,
well.
Yeah, okay, good.
God knows how the last week's episode went down. Posh and Bex get engaged. Seems like such an innocent time back then. Pre-Iraq War, pre-9/11.
Yeah,
Posh and
great.
Bex getting engaged.
Mm. Event of the year, that.
It was massive.
Yeah.
And then obviously...
The new royal family.
They've given us the multi-talented...
Still together as well.
Brooklyn Beckham, who's out-achieved both his mum and dad.
Fuck, yeah. How old are the kids now?
Brooklyn must be like 25.
Jeez.
He's married. He's married now. But he's married to a billionaire.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who's the billionaire?
She's called... What's she fucking called?
Nicola Peltz.
Nicola Peltz. Her dad is a billionaire. Well, do you know what her dad does? You pull that one up, Jody.
Didn't he run Ocean Gate?
No job, mate. But yeah, it wouldn't be a billionaire anymore.
Nelson Peltz.
Yeah, Nelson Peltz.
Chairperson of Wendy's.
What's
hell, man.
No way.
Dad owns Wendy's.
No wonder Brooklyn's such a good chef.
Fuck. Is he the photographer as well?
But he's now become a master chef.
Those photos.
Yeah, with the elephant.
Astonishing.
It's so good.
Great to get this shot of this elephant.
Because they're really hard to photograph, but when you do, it's fun.
It's your photography book, you stupid cunt.
The thing is his problem is that what he doesn't realise is you don't have to... Like, I didn't need to put my first gig on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, and he puts everything he does first time, not...
Doesn't harm him.
Metaphorically
anyway.
On Netflix,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he had an exhibition at Christie's or something for his photos. And they're like a fucking 10-year-old's been given a... Kodak whatever.
It's weird. With art, it doesn't matter. It's about how famous the artist is.
But no, I think everyone said this is appalling.
Yeah, but he's famous, so he would have sold some, right?
I don't think he sold.
He got that exposure.
Slowly walked away. I think he had the exhibition. And
oh, right. His wife bought him.
I don't think anyone's buying his
photos. Oh, they're not. No. I reckon people would buy it, be like, this is that fucking idiot.
Just I'll do it.
You looking up who bought his painting, his photos?
I'm looking up if we can buy one.
Oh my, imagine having an original Brooklyn Beckham.
Yeah.
That elephant must be worth something.
No, there's nothing. He still has a £10.5 million bedroom house in, five-bedroom house in Beverly Hills. The top search is, have Brooklyn Beckham ever had a job? He worked as a humble barista in a West London coffee shop.
No, he didn't.
That's what it says. It's always sad when two rich families join together because you always go, well, you could have married a poor guy, and he could have sucked into the family and bled off the kick, you know?
But why would one of the, like, rich heiresses choose to marry...
Because why would you need to marry the rich fucking guy? It's the same thing.
Because there's loads of... That's who they meet all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, but dudes. What about the poor yacht hand who's not allowed to look them in the eyes, otherwise he's going to be beaten and thrown into the fucking sea in international
they
waters?
They get sucked off on the yacht, but they don't get married.
Oh, really? Do you think that happens?
Yeah.
Because apparently you're not even allowed to look, if you work on one of those yachts, you can't even look at people.
That's why I tell the people on my yacht.
Well, they're allowed to look and suck you off.
They can only suck me off. Shout out Holly Ebden for getting me that yacht.
Yeah, yeah. Good agent. Very good agent. Me and Snill share the same agent. I'm yet to have a yacht. The meeting will be called on Monday. I've heard this story. It's this rich heiress from England. I'm not going to say who it is. She was like, I can't meet anyone.
Yeah.
So like, because she's worth $800 million, and she's like, I don't trust anyone. And so she said, I'm going to just go traveling and just get away from. And has been raised in such privilege, so it was like, I want to fucking go to Peru and South America and just backpack and not literally do it like a traveler. With 800 million in your account, and live like they do.
Yeah.
And so she went there, met this fellow traveller.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, yeah, man, probably in my head, just that sort of guy with a couple of bad tattoos who can half play the guitar.
Yeah.
His parents want him to get a job.
Mm.
His gap year has lasted 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's out there.
Yeah.
And they bump into each other. They fall in love. She's like, he doesn't know. And she doesn't tell him.
Yeah.
Then he proposes and she says yes. And then she tells him.
Yeah.
How hard would it have been for him not to just start jumping for fucking joy? Do you know what I mean? Just being like, oh, my God. Are you serious? And just looking at a bank account going, can I just one more time, please? Is this real?
This, some of this is mine.
And we're getting married.
Yeah.
You can sign a prenup, it's all right, but I get to use the yacht.
But he's got to keep it together because if he does that reaction, she'll be like, nah.
It's a test of fucking steel. It's like the traitors he's playing, you know what I mean?
I thought the story was going to end with her meeting someone and it turns out he's an heir as well.
No.
Right.
But I thought...
How old is she?
She's like 36.
Okay.
Now, probably. She was like 28 and 25.
Right.
I thought what might have happened is that one night they're in Machu Picchu sleeping in a cave. It's pissing it down. And he goes, I'm not feeling this anymore. I'm going to leave her.
Yeah.
He ruffles through her bag for some pen and paper. Finds a document that shows she's been lying about her name. Finds her real documents, has a quick Google, because there's Wi-Fi in Machu Picchu. Finds out.
What is this? Is this a fantasy?
This is my fantasy. Okay. Finds out that she's worth 800 mil, burns his goodbye note, walks out onto the mountainside on his own, and just kneels in the rain going, yes!
Yeah.
That could have happened as well.
Oh, right. That's the end of the fantasy.
Well, I just thought maybe that. I just can imagine something like that, you know?
The thing is, though, I think you see a lot of yourself in these guys.
Well, no. For comedic effect, I make myself a worse, you know.
Yeah.
Someone's got to drag this podcast. You know what I mean? I put myself up because I'm not actually that bad. But there is a part of me that's very, you know. But
who wouldn't? Everyone.
If you met a woman and you loved her and then... Of course, but he loved her already.
Yeah.
800 mils and add his fucking bonus. But the problem is like, for her, it's just her life. For him, he's won the lottery
But what would he do with a wife who's worth 800 million? It's like, now what? What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
Buy a mansion on Machu Picchu.
Yeah, and then do what?
He can whittle his little acoustic guitars.
Yeah, but you can do that in a little hut. You can do that in a cheap hut.
Go back to London and work on a bus doing tours.
No, but he would have to, because she wouldn't be happy if he was just like, why a bus tour?
Because that's what these guys do.
Oh, I see, right.
You know what I mean? I could see him being like, hey, man, how are you doing? You know.
Yeah, but he has to do something like that.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't have to worry about money. He still has to go to work.
He can make his shit ceramic pots on the grounds of her, like, Surrey mansion.
All right.
And then they go away every year. He goes, let's go
on holiday every year.
Do MDMA. Yeah, you know.
Do you think she'd stay married to him if he was just like, I just make fucking shit pots, actually, I'll just live off that money?
Maybe not. And maybe she gets over it by that point. Like, by this age, she might be like, actually, I want a fucking some shark from the city. Or she just loves it and she gets to be with someone that she loves. And
everyone's
didn't know
different. Everyone's different.
But he sounds like the sort of guy who I've made up completely. I know nothing about him. To be honest, he might have been a finance billionaire on his own on holiday.
Yeah.
But he might... I do know he wasn't rich. But he might... In my head, he's the sort of guy that if she did meet someone else, he goes, I get it, but I don't want to leave. Is there any way I can stay in the little house in the garden, mow the lawn once a week and just get to stay there rent-free?
Again, I think you're seeing a lot of yourself. So you think that if she divorces him, he'd be like, can I just stay in the little hermit's house at the end of the road?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's not me. I'm addicted to the game.
What game?
Stand-up.
Yeah. Me too. I'm married to it, actually.
Married to it.
I'm not addicted to it. I'm married to it.
No prenup with me.
No prenup. No.
For life.
No chance of... Actually, I was talking to someone the other
Fred
night.
Fred and Rose West.
I was talking to someone the other night about how much I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I want to get a tree stump grinder.
Yeah.
And make some money grinding tree stumps.
And what are you going to do with the tree stumps?
You grind them out with this machine and then you charge them like a few hundred quid.
You were going to buy a power hose in lockdown.
Yeah, man. I like the idea of working with tools.
You actually?
Yeah.
Why are you so sick of stand-up then?
I'm not.
No.
I just like, it's just that, you know, you look around at like, oh, they're doing something useful.
Yeah.
I could do that.
I don't. I do. I think I look at people laughing, I go, This is the most important thing in the world.
Yeah, no, fair enough. You've turned me around.
I'm more important than a doctor. than a doctor or...
Doctors aren't that important.
No. They keep saying what sort. It could be Dr. Shipman. Do you know what I mean? I think I'm more important than Dr. Shipman.
Most of them are just Googling it.
Yeah, as they go.
You think you're more important than Dr. Shipman?
Yeah, I think I've done more good. When they go,
Oh, right, yeah.
When stand-ups pretend to be humble, you know, and they go, what we do isn't important. Being a doctor is important. It's like, you need to clarify which doctor first.
Which doctors, especially?
Yeah. No, I didn't mean which like that.
They do good as well. They sort of put people's minds at ease.
Mad people. Okay, so now.
All right. Is this going well?
It's going great. The Drudge Report. Do you know about this?
What's that?
Breaks the story about US President Bill Clinton's alleged affair with Monica Lewinsky.
Ah.
Which led to the House of Representatives' impeachment of him. Do you remember all this?
Yeah,
I remember hearing on radio and going, what's a blowjob?
How old are you? 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that's how you found out.
Off yet.
She's still like very famous, isn't she?
She's got a podcast. Who doesn't? It feels so futile doing
Listen
this,
to Slime it? Country, available now on all digital
platforms. You listen
platforms.
To that one, yeah. It just feels so stupid when a woman who blew a man 20 years ago has a bigger podcast than you. You think,
the thing is, what's the point? Everyone, she was like, it did ruin her life.
Yeah, but does that mean you need a podcast?
But to be fair, like, what can she do with her life after that?
Yeah,
he shouldn't have been, like, getting 19-year-olds to suck him off.
Well, he has made a deal with the devil, that man. I don't know how
Bill Clinton.
Well, you know, whilst this was going on, this came out after this woman called Paula Gates, I think she was called, was suing him for sexual assault. She worked in the... And he's got, like, 8 of them. Remember when she debated Trump?
Oh, yeah, he's a shagger, yeah.
When Hillary debated Trump in the...
Yeah.
And he had the front row filled with the people that accused her husband of sexual assault.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
And Trump went, all those women in the front row are the ones who accused your husband of sexual assault. And she just goes...
Jesus, Trump was something else, wasn't he?
He would take it to the fucking sandpit and throw shit in your face.
Yeah, just calling people's wives ugly and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything he wanted.
But Lewinsky...
Yeah.
Didn't he start the Kosovan War after? Didn't he get involved in that just to distract from
it?
Or was that Antonio Blair?
Carpet bombing. He also carpet bombed quite a few places in the Middle East. I think he was kind of...
Just going for it.
9/11. Yeah. I mean, Bin Laden was still... He would have done Nairobi and stuff by then.
Bin Laden was probably still a good lad at that point.
No, he decided against the West when we helped Kuwait.
Oh, right, really?
And so Saudi... He said to Saudi, we need to guard ourselves.
Yeah.
And Saudi accepted American troops to come in and guard Saudi, whilst Saddam Hussein was invading Kuwait.
Have you discussed this one before? Is this
no, I just know a lot.
About
and
war.
Then Bin Laden in ancient scripture, another man coming and guarding your domain is a fucking huge insult. And that's when it switched to America and American imperialism and all sorts of stuff.
Right, okay.
And also... The carpet bombing didn't help after
the
that.
The bombing of the people didn't.
Yeah.
Not nice.
And I think also they were very angry that they thought the West ignored the Muslims being killed in the Kosovan War as well. So that, but then, he just starts dropping drones because he got a blowjob and he's like, oh, drone strike, you know.
Yeah.
It's like if you have that much power and someone catches you cheating, usually a man would be like, oh, let's go on holiday. Oh, your mum's looking great. Oh, what's that? Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I just joined this new gym. Where's he? Just drone. So I'm still in the fucking news. Another drone. Another drone. How are we still talking about the blowjob? I killed 100,000 fucking people.
How bad was Monica Lewinsky at blowing him that his instinct was to go carpet bomb and drone strike?
Well, no.
She was kind of quite enjoying herself.
Well, she had the stains down her dress, didn't she?
Yeah, she kept them to show her mates, which is pretty grim.
That's crazy.
But she was 23 and she... How old was he? 50?
60.
He used to go to her dad and say, Hillary's dad, and say, can I have some money? I've got another fucking...
Yeah, he had no money. He came from this like 2-bed shack in the middle of,
So her family paid to cover up.
Yeah.
It's awkward enough if you had to go to your like wife's dad and go, look, I need 50 grand for the mortgage. But to go, hey man, I need 50 grand because 8 women say I've pinched their ass.
The thing is, like, that is like, there are bigger things at stake. So you've got, like, that's nothing to you. Asking your father-in-law for money to cover that up when you've got, like, the biggest political office ever. to look after. It's like, you're not thinking of it. You're just like, please, anyone.
Yeah. 50 and I suppose they're so proud of him. If her family's so driven. Do you hear that quote from her? They said,
yeah.
What would you be doing if your husband wasn't the president? And she said, I'd be married to the president. That's Hillary Clinton. So that's how she thinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she sort of essentially, he wouldn't be there if it wasn't for her. He wouldn't have been president.
And she pushed it. What was so funny, she was so like anti-gay marriage, hated black people. Mm. And then in the against Trump and like Lena Dunham and all these people get involved and they're like, I'm with her and Chrissy Teigen and Jay-Z.
Which, hang on, she was anti-gay marriage and hated black people?
Well, she was part of the whole like 94, like Rudy, like she, didn't she, there was a quote of her saying that, I'm going to look it up. Thing is, I forget that you can just get sued for saying the wrong thing. But well, I think she called them animals.
Jodie knows about defamation and libel.
Well, I just say sooner or later, you'll find out and learn very quickly.
Oh, but won't we be jointly liable as well?
She said the black kids were super predators.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the Central Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And that was a huge miscarriage.
Yeah, it was a huge one.
So that was like five black teenagers being accused of rape.
Yeah, and they hadn't done it at all.
But Trump was involved in that as well, wasn't
he? Oh, yeah, he was like, kill him. Kill them all. But the thing is, his whole thing is like, I think people didn't... With Trump, it's like, he's like, I am a piece of shit. And that resonated with people.
Yeah, he was...
He's just like, so what? She's ugly. She's a pig. Mm. Whereas Hillary and Hollywood, they get involved and they do this thing where it's like, we're the good guys.
Yeah.
And I don't think Trump ever said, I'm the good guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, and he was fucking terrible and he shit, but it's just funny that, like, I remember Saturday Night Live did that thing where, I can't remember the comedian, she sang Hallelujah and it was just shared across the internet. And you're like, because Trump had just won and it was Hillary, she played Hillary singing Hallelujah. And it was just so, like, the fucking... You know,
I know.
And crayon drawing, loving, peace-loving hippie squad haven't just lost.
I think it's 10 years till we see floor coat guy as prime minister of this country.
Not far off it, mate. I've got the backing as well.
You got my vote?
Got the backing.
I don't know what your policies are, but they're not going to be good.
No, probably not.
I'll demand an office in the state.
I'll ban podcasts. So fucking many. So many out there.
Yeah, that's there actually aren't.
Close the door behind you, the thing that launched there actually, success.
But there actually aren't that many podcasts.
And they're not?
Everyone just thinks there are because we're in an industry where all our mates have one.
I think there's like...
No, there's millions. There's like
but they all die out after it. The ones that keep going,
two people have a podcast.
No, that's not true.
Everyone in this room has a podcast.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, but that's because we're podcasting right now. That's why we're podcasting.
That's true.
There's loads of people who I don't even listen to podcasts. Mm. It's not a... Yeah, it's fine.
No, okay.
I think there should be more podcasts.
We'll keep trucking. Okay, this is a bit of the now for everyone. Have you heard of the Lancet? L-A-N-C-E-T?
The paper, yeah.
Yeah. Joe, do you know about that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm very clued up on that.
For our viewers, a study led by Andrew Wakefield is published... The study.
Oh, fuck it out.
What?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So you said you knew what it was?
I know The Lancet. I know Andrew Wakefield, yeah.
Yeah.
He's from...
So why did you say fucking hell?
I think he went to my school.
Yeah.
He's your teacher.
No, he's my teacher. I don't know. I think he had some connection to, like, Bath.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well...
I don't think he went to my school, something like that.
The study suggests an apparent link between autism and the MMR vaccine. Hmm. And despite now being known to be full of data manipulation, the study became extremely controversial and leads to the fueling of the anti-vaccination movement. Although large epidemiological research had not found a link between autism and vaccines, the study contributes to, in the years and decades to follow, a large drop in vaccination rates and, in several countries, the resurgence of measles.
Yeah.
In 2010, the study would be fully retracted, and it was deemed the most damaging medical hoax of the 20th century.
Yeah. You're autistic, aren't you?
No. I have been accused
sorry.
Of it.
Yeah,
so have you, haven't you?
I've done the test.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fern Brady thinks I'm autistic.
Well, she said she didn't want to have lunch with us because it would be too autistic.
Yeah, so she invited someone else.
She invited other people. But then I asked her if I was autistic, and she was like, you're not autistic, you've got too many friends.
Really?
Which
I've got
don't think that's
friends.
So, but we're both, but I think we're either autistic or we're just online too much.
Yeah, probably that's it. It
probably adds to it. I've done the quiz and it said like I was autistic.
Yeah.
And I did it again. It was like, you're more autistic now.
Did you have the vaccine? The MR?
No.
MMR?
I don't think I did. Because what age do you have that?
I don't know.
I think it's like baby, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. So I was born here, but then I went straight away. I left. And then I came back when I was like four. So
where
I might
did you
have
go?
To India. Because okay. my dad was working abroad, so we went back to stay with family in India.
Okay, whereabouts?
Where was my dad working?
Yeah, where did you stay?
Oh, I stay in Gujarat, where my family are from.
I've been to Goa. and there you have it.
Heard
I said
of
to
it?
A cab driver out there, I said, have you seen any tigers? He said, no, but if you see a tiger, it's seen you for an hour.
Really?
I was fucking shit.
Fucking hell. There's no tigers in Gujarat.
No.
It's a hot, dusty, dry state.
No, but swimming pools?
No, as in dry, as in no alcohol.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that happened in India.
Yeah, it's completely dry. Yeah, it's alcohol is banned. You can't smoke within like 300 meters of a school or something.
Can you get cigs on the black market, like alcohol on the black market?
Probably, but you know, it's.
Note to self, do not visit Gujarat.
Not much to see there, I don't think.
No.
But so I went, my dad was working in, I think, like Saudi Arabia.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So I went out there. But I don't think I had the vaccine because I can't see any marks on myself. You know, when you get...
Do you have BCG? I had a BCG.
I don't have the BCG mark. Mm. I don't think. Yeah.
So was this the start of the don't take the coronavirus vaccine?
That's how it all started. And I remember it was like a huge thing. I didn't even know what autism was. No one really knew what autism was then. And like it took me a good 15 years to understand what autism was since then. Mm. I only really understand what it is out of knowing people that have it. So I was like, what's wrong with autism? I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah.
No one really knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the Daily Mail that really drove it. They were ones talking about it all the time because they knew it would get parents scared.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember it. Yeah. He got struck off. He went to America, made a bit of money.
Oh, really?
I think he's still saying he was right.
But he's really had to retract his Andrew Wakefield. Get him on the pod. I'm surprised he hasn't done the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Has he not? That sounds
I'm
like
surprised
kind
he's not
person. Yeah,
public profile. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think.
Where is he now? Should we find out?
I don't think it's any of my business whether people have the vaccine or not. But you know what I mean. It's just how every death now is. They go, oh, no, yep, a natural death.
The problem is that like it shouldn't be, but it kind of is because it only really works properly if a certain percentage of people get it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it means that the people that aren't. You know, like herd immunity, whatever it is. You know, the people that can't take it for medical reasons would be safer if more people took it.
Mm.
So it's this weird thing where, like, you have to do it, but it's also, like, a socially responsible thing to do. And it's like there's so many gaps amongst that where you can be like, this shouldn't be allowed.
Mm.
That, yeah, it's up to you.
Well, I think they thought that their argument is that COVID to the majority wasn't deadly enough to warrant. Who fucking
I mean, I fucking... I taking the vaccination made me more ill than getting COVID twice.
Really?
I hated it.
Clip this up, Jody.
It did, but getting COVID, I was
felt a bit dizzy after mine.
Oh, I had, like, the worst day. I was, like, so ill for a day.
Fuck.
After it. It was, like, sweating and shaking in bed.
Yeah.
After the booster as well.
Jesus.
But I did it. I did it, man.
Yeah.
Because, I don't want to look into the science.
No, I sort of accept stuff in a bad way.
Yeah, I mean, I can't be fucked with it.
No. Also, I just found the debate so boring and I wanted to go on holiday, so I just took it.
I don't think there is a debate. It's not a debate. It's just fucking people shouting, it's formed people's personalities.
Yeah. It's ruined people's lives, actually. They become so obsessed with it.
And now they, what, listen to this podcast?
I don't know if they do, but if they do, keep listening.
Yeah, man.
Just, it's like every... It'll be like, you know, a fucking 38-year-old will snort an 8-ball of cocaine and die. And they'll go, oh, yep,
yeah.
Sure it was the cocaine. Yeah, sure. No one's reporting this.
Cocaine causes.
And you're like, everyone's fucking reporting this. Have you noticed how every side says no on the other side is reporting their thing?
Yeah.
Everywhere, all the fucking time.
What's the answer?
Backwards. The answer is the Floor Coke tour next year going to be announced probably in, I don't know when I'm announcing.
My boy's
it.
Going on tour.
Yeah, I'll go on like September next year. When's the best time to tour comedy?
When the people want to see you.
I don't want to go when it's sunny.
Well then.
So probably October. That might be good.
A winter tour.
Winter tour.
Floorcoke tour. You're going to call it the Floorcoke tour?
I think I'm considering it.
Yeah, I think it's a fun
I
thing.
I call my Camden show Bugatti Live. I don't even know what the fuck it means.
Oh, fucking.
It was around the whole Andrew Tate Bugatti thing. I thought, this is funny. And now I'm like stuck with it and I don't like it.
I did my blurb for my Edinburgh show and I've called the show Let's March on Moscow.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's good.
I haven't. I'm tempted to, but it's so easy to take something that's happening currently.
Right now.
And then 3 months later.
Do you think
like,
Bugatti Live is too dated now?
I think it's just a funny couple of words. Yeah. Yeah. But when you say it's Andrew Tate, that dates it.
Yeah, but it was just more, I wanted to call it Ferrari bed, and then everyone was saying that was a word.
That's a child's bed.
No, because the idea is the Milhouse's dad thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the adult sleeve goes, no, when I'm divorced.
When I go and watch shows, I don't care what the fucking title is. I care who I'm going to see.
You care how many fucking hits they got online. you can get tickets, by the way. Go on my Instagram, Red Richardson Comedy.
Tickets for what?
Tickets for Camden. Bugatti Live in Camden. And there's ticket link. I don't think I put the link in yet. I need to. I haven't worked out to put
just
two
Google
links.
Bugatti Live. Red Richardson.
It doesn't come up. So far down the fucking algorithm. It doesn't even come up. I've tried it once. I don't know.
Google haven't found
being
it
being shadow banned.
Google haven't found your
I'm
show.
I'm too vaccinated. So
of all the fucking pages they've got on there.
I know. It's so annoying.
I was just going to say, Andrew, have you seen who Andrew Wakefield's partner is?
No.
On this Wikipedia.
Who is it?
He was married to Elle Macpherson for 2 years.
What, the supermodel?
Yeah.
What, the vaccine like? Yeah. Fucking hell. Elle Macpherson.
Is she anti-vax as well?
I think she'd split up. It only lasted 2 years.
Wow.
So. Oh, my God.
I was looking at just like,
is this the wrong link? Is this what's going on here?
Amazing.
Yeah, he did well for himself.
Is she vaccinated?
Yeah, he moved to America. I know that.
Let's see if she got vaccinated. It's funny how you can really fuck up and then become like a star. Like Boris Johnson's made like $5 million since leaving. Oh, no, she's a big, so, oh, yeah.
What?
She loves it. Elle Macpherson promoting anti-vax campaign during the pandemic. Are they still together?
No, they divorced after 2 years.
Oh, so they were going out, though, in 2020.
Yeah. Is anti-vax is a good sort of rich mum thing to be doing?
Yeah.
You got a bit of time.
She took to the stage for an audience in North Carolina to boost anti-vaccine propaganda video.
Yeah, all the wellness people got involved in it.
Yeah. So I suppose, like, if you're anti-vax, he's like fucking David Gandhi, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's the...
David Gandhi.
He's
the
model.
I thought you meant...
He's like the sexiest guy. If you're anti-vax, he's Elvis.
I thought you were calling Mahatma Gandhi David.
No. No, I know the difference. I'm not that stupid. I do have a history podcast and a 2-2 in history. Thanks, Sunil.
I got a D at history A-level.
Did you? I probably did as well. That's why I got into Kingston University.
You did a history degree?
Yeah, that's why I do the fucking
You fucking
pod.
Joking?
Where do you think all this knowledge comes from?
But you don't learn anything at a degree. You just regurgitate shit. Yeah. I didn't even know you did a history degree. I didn't know you did a degree.
I shouldn't have. I just wanted to move
I didn't know
out
you
of
made
home,
it.
And it was the easiest way to move out of home.
To London. Big town.
Yeah,
to
London. Because otherwise, it's like you got to get like, you know.
When you first went from Devon to London, did you cry?
No, because I grew up in London. I moved to Devon when I was 10.
But you did cry a bit, didn't you?
No, I moved back. When did I move back?
You must have been scared, though, of London.
Not at all. You know how I turned up? I didn't even know where Kingston was. I'd not even seen the uni, apart from
grew up in London, yeah.
Apart from the internet. I had a duvet in one bag.
Yeah.
Load of beers in the other. Backpack full of vodka.
Yeah.
Got into Paddington, looked on a map where Kingston was.
Yeah.
Got down, walked into halls, plonked it.
Yeah. Cried.
Big night out.
Really? Straight away?
Big night out straight away. I met this Indian guy called Meet Kira, actually. Shout out Meet.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine. We got on the vodka and had a great night.
Is this true?
This is all true. And then my ex-girlfriend came to visit the next day. I went to the shop with her.
Yeah.
We walked into the halls, Seething Wells halls, huge crowd, standing ovation. Standing ovation.
For what? What happened?
Just for being an absolute fucking legend the night before. And on that note, we'll end the podcast. Bugatti Live, Camden Fringe.
Bugatti Live. Shout out Bugatti Live.
Thanks. Thanks to our super geniuses, Spencer, Christopher and Matthew. Jeez. Oh, Sunil, you got anything to sell? Apart from a Rolex?
I'm doing a show at the Edinburgh Festival for 3 days, 14th to the 16th. of August.
Nice.
Otherwise, we've got a Sky short coming out called Silo with Kyle Smith-Bynoe. You should watch that when it comes out. Yeah. That's about it, I think, at the moment.
And a sleep podcast where you promote your stuff.
Listen to Slime Country.
Listen to Slime Country. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks to Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.